as a business, our whole intention is we certainly want to get new people involved in doing out of home. But the idea is, how do we help you understand what success looks like in out of home so it becomes part of your marketing mix going forward? That is ultimately how we succeed as a business. So it's always customer centric. It's always, how do you get in the right way, do something that you can measure that's going to be impactful, and how do you scale that up?
I'm Jonathan Gandolf, and welcome to the Content Cocktail Hour, powered by The Juice. Our mission is to squeeze out the deepest secrets of B2B marketing professionals to help you push your brand to the forefront of the industry. Let's raise the glass. I'm thrilled to be joined by Greg Wise, co-founder and chief customer officer at OneScreen.ai today. We're going to be discussing how leading companies are using out of home to reach their real life targets in the real world. I'm really excited about this. This is actually the second conversation we've had with OneScreen. I am legitimately fascinated by out of home in the B2B space. Greg, thanks for joining us again and excited for today's conversation.
Thanks for having me, Jonathan. I'm looking forward to it as well. And cheers, my friend.
Cheers. All right, Greg, we're going to come back to that drink in just a second. But you know, I've talked a few times. As I mentioned, I kind of geek out over out of home for B2B. But it does still feel like this is an emerging playbook for the B2B space. Before we dig into all of that, would you mind sharing a little bit about your background and kind of the journey to OneScreen in your own words?
Yeah, absolutely. And that kind of dovetails nicely into the sort of story behind this, because out of home was new to myself and my co-founders when we started this thing. And I was at HubSpot early on. That's where my co-founders and I met. So we started there like 2010, 2011. You know, they are along for the ride, going public, the whole thing. So SaaS and inbound marketing was our DNA. And so doing out of home and selling things like billboards that I sold against, the juxtaposition of that, it's an interesting story. It's a fun story to tell. But in 2020, we got together and realized that digital marketing, the marketing that we had sort of come to know and love between 2010 and 2020, was shifting a little bit. There were rumors of Apple privacy and iOS updates. And we're like, okay, well, then that might actually shift the way we're targeting people online for marketers in general. And my co-founder, specifically Sam Malakarjanan, shout out Sam, he and I had always been talking about going into an industry that a lot of people are not innovating in, that is maybe a little bit old school, non-sexy, but there's a chance to sort of modernize it. Out of home is that. We didn't know much about it. We didn't know what OOH stood for. But we're seeing sort of this transition in consumer behavior. Digital marketing is maybe becoming less effective, going to maybe become even less effective. And then this industry where there's not a lot of players and we don't know anything about. Our peers don't know anything about. Why is that? And so we started exploring the opportunity and learned this is an untapped blue ocean of opportunity, and this medium is the only offline medium that is still growing. And it is so powerful, and we had no idea. So that kind of plays into a lot of marketers, B2C and B2B, still don't know much about it. Whether it's not knowing that there's tons of different formats beyond just billboards, to bus shelters, to an aerial banners you see on the beach, to wrapping cars, all of that is out of home. And it all can be used in powerful ways. And we just said, hey, we're going to apply some data to this so we can speak performance marketer and get all these folks that have been used to throwing a dollar in and seeing a certain number out, $2 out, that are no longer seeing those unit economics, give them the ability to do and test this new channel in a comfortable way.
There's no better way to guarantee that you sustain a beginner's mindset than literally being a beginner in a space. So I've felt that a few times, a few stops throughout my career, and I've always thought it's been a little bit of an advantage.
It's so funny because, and I talk about this myself, I'm a founder and I still do prospecting, cold outreach to people. And I have to catch myself sometimes using even OOH in an email or a subject line. You cannot, even in 2024, you cannot assume that a marketer knows what that means.
Wow, that's crazy. We'll dig into that. But Greg, this is the Content Cocktail Hour, and we always like asking our guests, what are you drinking nowadays?
Well, so for the cocktail hour, and cheers everyone out there, Terramana, that's kind of my go-to. I'm a big tequila guy. I don't say big, but it's kind of like my drink. A Reposado. Shout out to Terramana and The Rock. would love to do your out-of-home campaigns. Have to throw that in there. Big fan of The Rock, but it also tastes really good, and it's actually kind of healthy. So I try to balance it if I'm going to go drink, do something that's a little bit healthier.
You're drinking The Rock on the rocks.
Oh, The Rock on the rocks. The Reposado on the rocks. Big coffee guy. And then otherwise, it's water.
Good for you. Guy. Some balance in there. I like
it. That's right.
In a previous conversation, you or it might have even been a CEO of OneScreen. Somebody mentioned digital fatigue. And like my personal reaction to that was like, oh, yeah, like you're right. It almost like I had this like tension leave my body when somebody else admitted to like we're all sick of staring at our screens and being on all the time. But yet we as marketers are still, we're hoping our prospects don't care because that's how we're getting in front of them most often. How does OneScreen think about like making your potential customers and the market kind of aware of this digital fatigue that we all feel? Because it feels like everybody kind of has a visceral reaction to that.
It's such an interesting topic. So I first start with the audience. If you're a certain business and you have a certain audience that you're trying to reach, again, B2B or B2C, there's always these fundamental attributes to your ICP, your core customer profile. And that's everything from age to household income to where they live, the cars they drive and clothes they wear. At the end of the day, these are human beings. And oftentimes we forget the fact that we are also human beings selling to human beings. And how do we like to consume information? I can't tell you the last time that I clicked on a display ad on my phone or on the computer. That seems so foreign and odd to me. And there's so many people out there that are paying for ad blockers. And even with CTV, and I know that that's a hot ad medium, but even so, there's people paying extra, $5 a month extra, to avoid having to even watch those commercials. Let's not pretend we are all those people. So like, what makes your product and your consumer any different? Like, what makes us think that they want to sit there, you know, yes, they're scrolling on their phone, but what makes you think that like your ad is going to stick out? What makes you think that you can even trust all of that? And I don't want to bring up this whole, the whole world of fraud and all that kind of stuff with digital, with the digital world. That's a topic for that people would love to debate me on. But with all of that, what we're seeing in just myself, and again, like, I don't want to speak for anyone else, but what we're seeing with our customers and their customers, people want to consume information in the real world. They want to consume information in real life. They want to consume information where they feel like they're part of a community and they're sort of like experiencing things together. Also, like, it's kind of nice just to be outside. I mean, the COVID really did us all in. Literally, logically speaking, we're all inside for a year, year and a half. We're now outside.
Yeah.
We just happen to be in a medium that sells outside advertising.
Yeah.
If for the record, we started in 2020, the week of lockdowns.
Oh my gosh.
We believed in out of home even before we realized that people were itching to get outside after COVID didn't exist yet. Lockdowns happened. We incorporated that week. So like the 25th of March is our 4-year birthday. So yes, I do believe that people are looking to consume information in different ways now and shared experiences.
Yeah. I think that like, don't forget your marketing or advertising to a human is so like obvious, but so critical. I mention that all the time to people in our network. We talk a lot about gated content versus ungated content. I'm like, what's the experience when you hit a gated piece of content? Like, have you ever been excited to fill out that form? How often do you put real information in that form? But we're like, oh no, our prospects definitely will want to do that. I just think it's so backwards sometimes. Like, it's not just a lead, it's a human on the other side of that.
Yeah. And by the way, and like really think about your ICP. We work with B2B businesses who are trying to target technology folks within an organization. I can tell you with a high level of certainty that you cannot really get them via digital ads.
Yeah.
If they're anything like our engineering and product team, I could tell you that they use every ad blocker in the world, and it's very difficult to communicate to them in a digital world. The real world is a really interesting canvas to go reach those people.
Everyone's ready to be outside. Everyone's got digital fatigue. We've heard from a lot of marketers, they're investing. One of the channels that is working well for them, even in this like turbulent macro environment, is events. It almost feels like now's the perfect time to go out of home and like get creative and get weird. It feels like we're on the precipice of this maybe becoming a more regular B2B and B2C playbook. Like, feels like strike while the iron's hot right now. Is this a perfect time to jump into this?
I think so. So we're seeing that as well with our clients where physical events, face-to-face events are gaining more steam than they had. It almost felt like pre-COVID, face-to-face events, kind of like this taboo, no, not really anymore, because how do you generate leads? It was that whole thing. And now, and maybe it's a result of people wanting to get out, but I think people also realize that face-to-face interactions is sort of the core to getting business done. And we're seeing a lot of folks invest in sponsorships and exhibiting at certain conferences, but because they're investing oftentimes decent amount of their budget, they want to make the best out of it. And so they're looking to amplify their presence at these conferences, not only inside, but also outside.
Right.
And again, out of home plays very, very well to that because you can certainly create surround sound for your presence at a given conference. The other thing we're seeing with conferences and events is a lot of folks are attending, but maybe pulling back budget from actually exhibiting or sponsoring. Yeah. But they still want to go. They still find value. But perhaps sponsoring on the exhibit floor amongst 1,000 other people becomes very distracting and competitive. Well, the one thing a lot of people aren't doing, a lot of your competitors aren't doing yet, is billboards outside of it, LED trucks outside of your conference, wrapped cars, Uber and Lyft cars, and doing free rides for your prospects and customers, picking VIP people up from the airport and bringing them to the hotel or to the conference center.
Yeah.
Ads at the airport when people land, billboards on the roadways from the airport to the conference center or hotel. Once people realize that they can do that and buy that inventory for a short period of time, focused just on the event, they become enamored with it. And that's almost like a little bit of a gateway to a larger out-of-home campaign they eventually do with us.
We spent a lot of time in our last conversation talking about like measuring out-of-home and how unique that is and new that is. But I think what you're referencing is it sounds like a lot of your customers, quite literally, are testing out-of-home, new, exciting, experimenting, but then they're actually returning back to it because it works and actually growing from there.
It's a great point too. And that is what we see. And look, as a business, our whole intention is we certainly want to get new people involved in doing out of home. The idea is how do we help you understand what success looks like in out of home so it becomes part of your marketing mix going forward. That is ultimately how we succeed as a business. So it's always customer centric. It's always how do you get in the right way, do something that you can measure that's going to be impactful. And how do you scale that up, quite frankly? Our numbers literally over the course of the past couple of years, we're seeing just even average spend across the platform increasing. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that your first campaign has to be, you know, let's just say in 2021, average campaign was $60,000, right? In 2022 is $76,000. In 2023, we saw $160,000. But that's average.
Yeah.
And we work at tons of companies, right? But you can see as we're going up, a lot of the companies that got in early have accelerated their spend because they see the success. And then given our measurement capabilities, we can help them identify what markets work better, what formats work better, where to invest and when to invest in order to reach their core ICP. So now it becomes a little bit more of a predictable thing for them to have in their marketing mix going forward.
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, like I said, there's a whole episode. I encourage you, if you're interested in this topic, to go check it out about like how a individual can measure or how a team can measure their investment in this. You all are only going to keep getting smarter, as are the people who are investing in this, because it's now all of a sudden measurable. It's just like performance marketing we talked about previously, where it's like, wait, this is measurable. We can like figure out the ROI on this and actually, you know, track the investment and start to get predictable and even a little bit savvier with how we are investing into it.
And I'll say this too, by no means has anyone, including us, fully figured it out. This is an evolving methodology. As more data becomes available, as technology becomes more advanced, obviously the introduction of AI, we have machine learning to do all of this as well. No one out there can claim that anyone has figured this out. We are figuring it out and it needs to get figured out, but it's only going to get tighter and more accurate, more predictable. And ultimately we want to become the source of truth for, hey, I'm this certain brand reaching this certain kind of customer with this certain investment threshold. What should I do and what should I expect? Based on all this data, this is what you should do. This is the formula.
It's exciting.
And iterate,
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's ironic a bit because Out of Home's been around for literally over 100 years. But ironically, right now, there's actually an opportunity for some like first mover advantage, it feels like, in the B2B space of like people jumping on board to this methodology now. And you're seeing it in your own data are winning because everybody's not doing it. It reminds me a little bit, and we may have talked about this once before, of like inbound in the early days. The people who did that in the very early days, they really reaped the benefits faster and bigger than others. So it's a bit of irony that, again, this advertising channel that's been around for a long time now is starting to present an opportunity for marketers to become early adopters in it once again.
And timing certainly plays into it. I mean, there's real pain out there for marketers. And our colleague Amber puts this very well, but like marketing for B2B folks, it's in flux. People are trying to figure out what's next and what to do. And look, Out of Home is really new to a lot of people. It's just the truth. By the way, it evolves every day. There's new networks that come on, new inventory that comes on. Things are being digitized more and more. It is becoming more technological. And by the way, I'm just speaking in terms of like the US, we are all well behind overseas. You go into the UK and beyond, Out of Home is 25% of the marketing budget, advertising budget. In the US, we're like 3-5%.
Fascinating.
Full stop, right? Like that's wild to think about. We're all missing something here. And that's what we're trying to like help convey that story with data.
And it works. I was telling you before we hit record, I was out in San Francisco visiting a customer, driving back to the airport. And I saw, I pulled this up because I think it's fascinating. Like, it started a conversation between us, right? And it's like, that's what marketing should do at the end of the day, right? Is raise some awareness. But it's a big white billboard on the way to the San Francisco airport. Says just black text, looks like aerial text. Says, one, Intercom is a complete customer service platform. Two, Intercom is the leader in AI for customer service. No logo, no graphics, no design or anything. And like 100 yards behind that is a Salesforce billboard. So it's just like, these big brands are investing in it and it obviously works. Just anecdotally, it starts conversations that I think are really fascinating.
So the creative piece of this is something that we don't talk about enough. But I also will say that I speak to so many customers, honestly, B2C, B2B. And sometimes there's objections. It's, hey, this isn't for us or it costs too much. And, you know, we're not Salesforce or Intercom or these other, how do you think these companies became these companies? They didn't start with doing $2 million out of home campaigns. They started small, but they never looked back because it works. So you have to start somewhere, but that's why. They didn't start by doing this, right? Same thing on the B2C side. You see some of these larger brands and you wonder, how did they become these brands? Well, that word brand is very, very intricate to this entire conversation. How do you build a brand? Out of Home is quite literally the best broadcast medium to do that, bar none, amongst other marketing channels, right? So it's not the only, but that's part of it. That's number one. Number two, just going, because you mentioned Salesforce, but the Intercom creative is everything. And I think that, and I've been on record saying this, that over the past decade, marketing has become more of a finance position and less of a creative position. I feel like a lot of marketers now are like, I forgot how to be creative.
So good.
Now, this isn't like the marketing today, or you know, maybe not right now, but from 2020 kind of going forward, it was like, that's not what I learned about in the school, right? I learned about how to be creative, how to come up with specific slogans or campaign ideas, right? Not looking at Google Analytics every hour, or my PPC campaign every hour and seeing like fluctuations in numbers, like I'm a day trader. No disrespect to anyone, but that's what it became. The creative side is everything. And what Intercom did, I think is brilliant. There was a LinkedIn post by someone not long ago that actually posted the Intercom billboard and said, look how bad the creative is. I completely disagreed with it because number one, there's a lot that actually is just fundamentally correct about it. It's pretty clean. It's simple. It's a white canvas with black writing. Is there more words on there than maybe it should be? Is there no logo on there? Maybe not. But number one, it got you talking about it.
Yeah.
It got you posting about it. And a lot of people reacted to it. You remember the company. You remember the slogan. And also, it does stand out. It is creative. Yeah. that is part of this whole process, is you have an opportunity to reach a lot of people with something fun and memorable. I mean, we are doing our own out of home, and we're going to be doing more of it this year. And I cannot wait to do something fun.
Yeah.
That's what this should be. Obviously, it needs to work. And you need to make sure that if it's a billboard or a bus shelter, that you do have the right logo to text ratio. Absolutely. There's best practices.
Sure.
You can always go back to, but you also need to make sure that you're driving impact. And that's like, those are the most memorable campaigns that everyone thinks about, is something that was creative.
Marketing is supposed to be fun. Like I remind our team all that, especially, you know, I think you're in the same seat. We market to marketers. It's like, if you're not having fun doing that, you're like doing the wrong thing. And yeah, I think this is a great outlet for creativity. And let's not stare at our GA dashboards all day. Like, resonates with me so much.
It's important. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. Okay. Their dashboards, you know, measuring out of home, right? But we have to become a little bit more creative and thought provoking.
Yeah.
No matter who you're targeting, I don't care if you're targeting engineers, they're human beings too.
Exactly. Right?
And they laugh.
Most of them.
Some of them.
Yes, yeah. Most of them. I'm bought in. We've even had conversations with OneScreen ourselves. But for a marketer who is maybe getting ready to consider this or wants to learn more, what's the best way for somebody to get started with out of home?
Talk to us. But I really do mean that, because it is very much a crawl before we walk, walk before we run type of approach here. Just like you mentioned, inbound marketing in the beginning years. And look, I was fortunate to be there in those beginning years when you had to really teach business owners the value of blogging and content creation, but it was all educational. The entire sell was an educational process. That's what we believe in here. We want to be able to help people identify how to use data to target their audience. We want to show people the different formats they could use to target that audience. We want to identify markets and opportunities to target that audience, maybe target accounts, and then even show people, like, here's how much you could spend. Here's how much things cost. People are thinking about how to get started. Don't necessarily think about the use case yet. Think about how do I get started even understanding the fundamentals of the medium?
Yeah.
What are the differences between a digital billboard and a static billboard? From there, think about your own business and think about what you're doing today. Do you have an ABM strategy? Great. We can do that in out of home. Think about those target accounts. You could provide air cover for your salespeople. Literally, air cover.
Yeah.
Are you trying to gain market share in certain geos, right? Are you losing market share, or are you trying to maintain market share in certain geos? What's your marketing mix look like now? Out of home is a great way to maintain or gain. Obviously, there's product launches. Like, what's happening in your own business? Things that are happening now, things that are coming up. That's where we can discuss use cases. Maybe there are conferences that you're sponsoring. Maybe there's like three giant conferences throughout the year you're doing that are so important, that have historically driven 80% of your annual pipeline revenue historically. Maybe those are ones you want to include out of home for. First, understand the medium. Start to educate yourself on what you can buy, like a billboard, a bus shelter, a wrapped car. Identify that first, and then let's start talking about the use cases.
That's awesome. All right. Maybe a little bit redundant here, but Greg, if people want to learn more from you or learn more about OneScreen, what's the best way to do that?
Call myself.
But between Terramanas.
Yes, between Terramanas. Honestly, the best way, we truly do take an educational process. And the first thing we would do is just do an assessment of the business. We can provide a free analysis for folks, but reach out to me, reach out to our team. Jonathan, maybe you want to link to, we have like a free campaign that people can opt in and take a look at. It's a free media plan, essentially. So they can get a sense of what formats look like, what things cost. It's not customized to their business, but what it does show them, because this is a visual medium, it helps introduce them to the medium itself. If you've done out of home before or are doing out of home, we will grade your campaign. Page out of the HubSpot website grader playbook.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you this was a novel idea from yours truly, but we do a campaign graders. So give us your campaign. We will grade it and we will be very honest about it. We do it. And the intention is to show you, hey, did you miss out on inventory that you maybe didn't know existed that could have indexed for your audience? We're going to rank every single billboard or unit that you bought. And it goes through our billboard rating system, a scale from 0 to 10. that has certain weights. There's machine learning behind it. We will rate all of it. We will also tell you, was your spend level appropriate? So we'll run a reach and frequency analysis. By no means are we saying that it was good, bad, or different. We are going to genuinely tell you, here's how we feel your campaign could have been a little bit better. And then, of course, how you can measure it. And if people want to then use us going forward, great. But that's a great way for folks that are already doing it to get a grade and think about how to do it in a smarter way.
That's awesome. Well, Greg, thank you so much for joining the Content Cocktail Hour. I hope you're enjoying your cocktail. We won't tell people what time it is in your time zone. Thank you, everybody, for joining us and listening today. We'll have some cool links in the show notes where you can learn more about OneScreen. We'll see you next time, same place. Cheers.
Absolutely. Cheers. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for joining the Content Cocktail Hour powered by The Juice. If you want to see more episodes or more resources curated for your role, join us on app.thejuicehq.com. See you next time. Same time, same place. Cheers.